The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
It's 4 to 7. Let's go to Adam in London. Boris Johnson.
Yeah, he's done what new governments tend to do, announce a crackdown on crime. Don't they all do that around the world? More police, more prisons, harsher sentences, that sort of stuff. He did it, I have to say, via an article in a newspaper today. But there is a controversial policy that our new Prime Minister's suggesting, which is the extension and expansion of stop and search powers for police. On the one hand, we have got unprecedented youth crime and something's got to be done. On the other hand, stop and search is extremely controversial because of the idea of the powers of a police state and the kind of people they might profile for the stop and search. So the crucial thing is that more police these days have body cameras. It makes them more responsible, perhaps more accountable, perhaps. And certainly they'll need that to convince civil liberty
groups. But if you're innocent, you wouldn't worry about a policeman stopping and searching you, would you? That's the point, see? Anyway.
There is a police chief, though, who today I heard from the Association of Police Chiefs, who said that he did admit that stopping and searching is never pleasant for the person subject to it, even if they are innocent.
No, being stabbed's not either, I have to say, when someone produces a knife. Wind, rain, blackouts.
Yeah, lots of that. Storms, in other words, and cross-channel ferries badly disrupted, and all sorts of tales of, unfortunately, people getting drowned and also some rescues. But in amongst it all, a massive power cut, which is just not meant to happen. Now, we don't know if this was storm-related, but it just so happened it was in the middle of the storm. 1 million people were without electricity across England and Wales on Friday night. The entire railway network was affected. Traffic lights, Gatwick Airport, no power for 90 minutes. The national grid is absolutely not meant to see that happen. Okay. So there's a big investigation into why we suddenly turned into Caracas or Kazakhstan.
Amazing. 90 minutes, a long time. No, Adam.
It is when you're in the dark, stumbling about.
I think so. My thoughts are with you. Adam Gilchrist in London.